Thank you for calling Local Stash. My name is Dale. Can I get your phone number, please?
337-739-7900.
Thank you. Your name, please?
Tremaine Alla.
Thank you. Let me just pull up that account for you real quick. All right, and this is for main demand pressure washing.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, I have your account pulled up. How can I help you today?
I'm wondering something about Google.
Google, right. Is it a Google guarantee? That's the last note on the account.
There's some also that I'm wondering about, but it's like it's a picture that got posted on Google of me doing a job.
Uh-huh. Right.
I was wondering, will we be able to take that down?
Right. Okay. Is it somewhere in Google where you see it? So let's say, for example, you search main demand pressure washing on Google, and then you go to images. Where do you see it? Which one are we referring to?
The one with the surface cleaner.
Right. Yeah, because when it comes to photos that we see on Google, right? So of course Google is a search engine. It will just look up all the images that they can see using the keyword. Now,
woman was supposed to do a review, and all she did was post pictures.
Right. Because I'm looking at the images right now, and can you describe the picture to me so I can try and see where
it is? It's me with the surface cleaner on the deck.
On the deck, right. I don't really see anything like that.
I have on a white shirt with my slippers on.
Right. And you saw that when you searched main demand pressure washing.
Yeah, if you go on Google.
Uh-huh.
And you go and you look at my photo, right when it come up, it's like the first picture that come up with the fence.
Right. So if you go to the image or tap on it, or if you're using your phone, just tap on it, you should be able to see where that picture is coming from. If it's Facebook, if it's Yelp, if it's your website.
No, she just did it directly on there. It say image by maybe subject to copyright.
Huh.
But I think she posted it straight on Google.
Right. Because the only way that somebody would be able to post directly to Google is if it is on like a review. But if it's not, then they may have used some other website to post it. Now, if you would be able to send like a screenshot of that photo that you're asking about, and forward it to us.
She did the review on Google, and whenever you click her name,
right,
it do show just the photo, but it don't show no review.
Right. Just the photo, right? Okay,
and it say my name.
Okay. Can you give me the name of the person who left the review then?
Mary Ann.
Marianne.
Unless the review supposed to pop up and it didn't pop up because, like, I've seen another person that's down here say something about his review not popping up.
Yeah. So there are, of course, filters that Google does on anything that they allow on Google, especially on the reviews. So I'm going through the reviews this on the main demand pressure washing business profile. There's 15 in total, which are 5-star reviews. And I don't see any reviews from Marianne. So that may be one of the reviews that wasn't allowed by Google to be posted for everybody to see. But if you want, I can send a follow-up, or we can double check with Google.
But why wouldn't they post it for everybody to see?
Right. So it depends on the content. Right. So yeah. So that's definitely something that we need to look into, because again, when I try to search using main demand pressure washing images, and I don't see that specific picture that you're referring to. So it might
because really, I clean the deck the improper way. That's why
right.
I don't want the picture up
of
there.
Of course. Definitely.
I wasn't supposed
right.
to use the surface cleaner on the deck. It
right.
came out good. That's
but
what
it's not
wanted,
supposed to be done.
But it's not how you're supposed
right.
to do it.
Exactly. Right. Sure. So if that's the case,
that's
then
what they
again,
wanted,
again
but it's not how
it's
supposed
it's
to
not
do
proper.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
I get you. I get you. So this is what we can do then. So we'll go ahead and double check with Google. Number one, we'll see why that review is not showing up on the business profile. And also,
I'm gonna send you the review that the man wrote. It's from the same people.
Right.
But I don't know why her review not showing up. She said
not
like she
up,
did
right.
it, and the picture showing, mm-hmm. but
right.
the review not showing.
Right. Okay, so if that's the case, then we definitely need to double check with Google. The main reason why it's not showing up, that's one. And of course, number two, why is the image showing for you? So if it would be best if you could send a screenshot, just send it as a text message to us. That would be okay. Or you
the
can
one
send
that
it
I
as
just
an email.
Sent to me with the congratulations.
Yeah, that's fine. Just reply to that text with the image that you're referring to. Just take a screenshot.
Yeah,
I've done it both ways. Great. So we'll go ahead and
Like,
if
they could
over.
Just take off the one with the surface cleaner, that's good. Because they
right.
could go to the page mm-hmm. and I need to put up the before and after picture of the fence,
mm-hmm.
which on there
right.
it look way brighter.
Right.
The fence looks
mm-hmm.
way brighter on her phone than what it did on my phone.
Right.
But then again, I was supposed to do something else.
Right. Sure. So
yeah,
we'll just definitely look right. into, yeah, we'll definitely look into that image that you're referring to. Just take a screenshot and send it over. We'll check with Google what's going on. And then also, of course, with Marianne's review. Do you know when she posted that review? Was it today, yesterday?
It said 4 days ago.
4 days ago, right.
And she texted me and told me, like, yeah, look, she,
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, on the stuff, on the page, on our
mm-hmm.
local glass page,
right.
they, like, she said she was going to do the review, and then the next day she texted my phone, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, after the, she said she left my brush and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to send y'all an image of, what the man said, like, that's what they
mm-hmm.
wanted me to do, but I found out that's the improper way of actually cleaning it, even though it came out
right.
nice.
Right. I get you. Sure. Yeah, but we'll definitely go ahead and address what needs to be addressed then. We don't want anybody else to see that image that you're referring to. And yeah, we'll definitely keep you posted. Normally within 48 hours, somebody from Google will reach out to us. And then once they reply, we'll reach out to you so we can let you know. Okay?
All right. And the Google guarantee. So when that starts, I can make some money because I'm still barely making money.
Right. I understand. Well,
I just made enough money to buy me some chemical from that job.
Right. Right. So it's, you know, you definitely need to invest in the business first, right? So the team that handles setting up your Google guarantee, they did try to call you last week.
They did not call me.
Oh, they didn't? Right.
They okay. they just sent me the message thing saying like they tried mm-hmm. to call me, but they really did not call me.
Right. Okay. Let me see. So they also sent an email just earlier today. So if you go to your email, you will see that it says Google Guarantee Campaign Ad Activation. Just go through that email. You will see what you need to know and understand about it. But if you want, I can get you somebody from their team to give you more information.
Yeah, they should be walking me through this. Like, they shouldn't
exactly,
be just
sending
stuff. Like,
right.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
I agree. So if you can't, just stay on the line then.
And they're not walking me through, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, let me go ahead and see if anybody is available so we can walk you through it.
Can we do it later or something? Because I gotta
sure.
go.
Sure. Right. What time would you be available then?
You could call me around 1 o'clock, I guess.
1 o'clock. Right. Okay. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Wait, let me just.
I appreciate
share.
It. And I thank you for understanding and
sure, of course.
Helping me out because, like, it kind of showed, like, other pressure washer people would know. And, like, whenever I looked into it or whatever, I seen other stuff and then I seen that, you know, other people that are doing it say you're not supposed to do it that way.
Right.
But it came out perfect.
Yeah.
It came out good, but it could be better. But I wasn't supposed to use a surface clean on the deck.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, doing a business is you have to learn. You learn every day, right? That's definitely something that you look forward to. somebody who's doing this or doing what you're doing, Yeah, so I'll go ahead and set this one up for you. Somebody will give you a call exactly 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
They would. You're welcome. Anything else that I can help you with then?
No, sir. That'd be it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us a call. I mean, you have a wonderful day now.
All right.